This is Fracturing Football, where producers Jack Edwards and Noah Lichtenberg break down the latest in fantasy football news.
Welcome to the ninth edition of the second season of Fracturing Football, only on 91.3 WHJ Carmel. I'm your host, Noah Lichtenberg, and in the studio with me, I have my co-host, Jack Edwards, alongside Luke Donovan and Spencer Fleischer. And today, we're going to look back on an incredible championship weekend in the NFL.
Thank you, Noah. We're probably going to start off with one of the biggest talking sports, biggest talking points in all of sports in the last 48 hours, and that was the pass interference that was not called in the Saints-Rams NFC Championship game. With 1 minute, 40 seconds to go in the fourth quarter of that game, was tied 20-20 at that point. There was a hit on a Saints wide receiver that should have been a pass interference. There's no question about that at all. Referees missed it. They made that mistake. And in the end, it forced the Saints to have to kick a field goal. And in the end, the ultimate result was they lost the game. I believe that every single penalty should be able to be reviewed. And because of that, the Saints lost a chance to go to the Super Bowl. It was one of the biggest just highway robberies I've seen in recent years. I'm wondering what your guys' thoughts were on one of the biggest events in football in recent years.
We've seen a lot of controversial plays in the last few years in the playoffs, going back to even Dez Bryant's catch on fourth down for the Cowboys against the Packers. In this scenario, it was a clear pass interference call that I think if I asked 100 people, all 100 would agree with me that it was pass interference. Maybe a Rams fan would say it wasn't. it was just a huge penalty for the Saints that actually cost them the game, because if that is called, it's a first down with like a minute and 48 seconds left, and they are able to run out the clock.
And the biggest thing is the Rams just use a second timeout at that point. Yeah. The game is pretty much done if that call is made. And that's why it's one of the rare times you can say one specific play or mistake legitimately changed the entire result of the game.
Even Madden called it a pass interference. Have you seen that video? So I think, do you guys think that Roger Goodell should be able to change the outcome of a game like Michael Thomas said?
Not change the outcome, but I think that they should have been able to just replay the game from that moment, because it was such a game-defining play that I think that it wouldn't make a lot of sense for them to do that, to go back on it. But I think that it would definitely be fair to the Saints, and I think fair to their fans, more importantly.
What if coaches were able to challenge penalties?
I agree with that.
And they could go into the booth or whatever and look at the play and see if it was indeed a pass interference or not.
I think that the reason they're limiting it to pass interference is because they don't want games to just be stopped with penalty reviews every couple minutes and a quarter, because that just bogged down the game and be unnecessary for football and for competitive play to happen. But it's just frustrating, because I'm not personally a Saints fan. I was a very neutral fan in this game, and it was just frustrating to see that they were completely robbed. And with Drew Brees probably entering his last season, if he even plays next year, it sucked to see him go out that way, especially last year with the Minnesota Miracle, how they lost it that way. It was just a continued succession of just unfortunate events for Saints fans in the past 2 years.
Yeah, because of this event, I think Drew Brees will have one more season in him and possibly come back and win the Super Bowl, but we'll never know until next year.
Yeah, I 100% think he's going to come back, because there's no way you leave on two back-to-back heartbreakers. I think he's got to come back for 1 year at least and try and get back there again.
Well, the thing was, Drew Brees had a chance to win it. He could have gotten out of the score.
That's true.
But he threw an interception, so I don't know.
Also, in the beginning of the game, they settled for two field goals.
That was the ultimate decider, yeah.
If they scored both of them, they would have won the game.
100%.
Maybe even one of them, they would have won the game.
You started to mention it. I mean, they went 2-for-5 in the red zone, and I think that is a bigger issue for the Saints. Yes, they got robbed on that unfortunate call, but if you turn those into touchdowns, that's an 8-point difference in what could really change the game. Going up 14 at home, already made Goff had a turnover, putting the pressure on the Rams instead of 6-point lead, and it's still a one possession game.
I mean, that play, the non-penalty at the very end of the game did not lose the game for the Saints. They lost the game themselves. They should have played a lot better than they did. They, as you guys mentioned, if you exit that first quarter with two touchdowns on those two drives and make those red zone into conversions, then they win the game. But they didn't, and that's why they lost the game in the end, because they didn't put up enough points and the Rams outscored them.
Yeah, I think the Saints had a clear advantage in the game. The Rams, like Jared Goff, had to put tape over his ears or something over his ears so that he could hear the play calls. And that totally changed how the Rams played the game. And it gave the Saints a clear advantage. And they should have gone with that and run away with it in the first half.
To me, this win by the Rams was just a huge shocker because I feel like that the Saints are the best team in the NFL, but they just clearly didn't play like that.
I kind of agree with that. I think that the biggest thing that I saw from the Rams is, obviously, we're going to go switch a bit to the running back situation for Los Angeles. I'm not the biggest fan of Todd Gurley, but he's undoubtedly a very talented running back. The fact that he had 4 carries for 10 yards and a touchdown, I believe, and 1 catch on 3 targets, that's just terrible production from him. And that's because the system in LA is just built around winning as a team. That's why Todd Gurley is kind of carried in terms of fantasy points during the regular season. But that makes me a bit more confident in them as a total system. When they don't have their most lethal offensive weapon performing near his best, they're still able to perform well with CJ Anderson just exploding and becoming a bit of a beast for them.
Yeah, I agree more. I think that last show I said I was the only one who said this, that the Rams would make it to the Super Bowl. And the reason I said that was because of Sean McVay. Mm-hmm. And I think that's stayed true. I think that the fake punt and many other calls on the field was the difference between the Rams and the Saints. I think that that's going to be an interesting matchup between Bill Belichick and Sean McVay in the Super Bowl.
Sean McVay and Jared Goff is the new Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. Maybe it's Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, but Andy Reid, I think, is a little old to be coaching for another 15 years if Patrick Mahomes can keep it up.
I mean, I think that for LA, what they have is they have something that the Patriots have not had in a long, long time. That's a rookie quarterback on a rookie deal. They're not going to have anywhere near as much talent as they do in this present moment. It's this year and next year is the window that LA has the strongest chance to win a Super Bowl, especially with the changing the guard in terms of old quarterbacks moving away, Breeze, Rodgers, Brady, all becoming old and moving on. This is LA's moment in this Super Bowl and possibly next year if they can make it there again. Beyond that, I'm still uncertain. The building blocks are 100% in place for Chicago.
Now let's go back to the Super Bowl. What we're here for. What are your guys' picks? Scores, anything special you think is going to happen? What do you think, Jack?
I've said this multiple times on this specific show. The Patriots should be the favorites because ultimately experience is going to trump all. I think that Jared Goff and Todd Gurley are going to be put off by the occasion. I think the Patriots are just too used to this. Like, it's their 9th time. It's getting close to being a regular playoff game, a regular season game for them. They're just so used to the pressure of the Super Bowl. I think that they're going to come out on top. I think that the final score is going to be Patriots 24, Rams 14.
I also believe that the Patriots will win the Super Bowl because Tom Brady, he doesn't lose. And I think last season with the Eagles was a fluke. So I'm going to go Patriots 35, Rams 10.
Wow, that is quite the blowout.
That was a blowout. The Patriots have not won by more than one score in any of their Super Bowl victories. So I think that's another interesting thing to say is both of us have said that they're going to win by 14+. Will they be able to break out of that?
I just think it's all about the system. So I'm going to say the Patriots are going to win, but I'm going to say it's going to be 42-38 with Brady getting a touchdown late in the game, probably with 4 minutes left in the game. Goff's going to create a turnover, and then the Patriots are going to run out the clock and be able to get their sixth Super Bowl win.
All right, I'm going to have to disagree with all of you. I'm going to have to pick the Rams. And once again, I had to say it's Sean McVay is going to prove to be a valid opponent for Bill Belichick. I think the Rams are going to win. I think he might even go to overtime, 30-27. Greg the Leg is going to kick a game winner. That's what I think.
I don't think the Rams are quite there yet. I think they have 100% the potential to get there. I just think that Tom Brady is going to trump this one, and then he's going to walk away for good.
Since Drake wore all 4, do you actually believe it can go to overtime again? Because
I
disagree very much. I don't think that if Tom Brady has the ball at the end of the fourth quarter, they're going to win.
Of course, of course.
I think I might have to change my projection depending on what Drake posts on Instagram. 100%.
That's true.
I agree, yes. I agree.
I think that why I disagree with you, Spencer, is because the Rams' offense is very good, and the Patriots' defense is very bad, but they've just been able to keep other teams close. Like, they let the Chiefs put up 31. They dominated the Chargers, but ultimately, I think that it's going to be a shootout, so that's why I can very easily see Luke's prediction of that Super Bowl happening.
All the Patriots want to do on defense is they're going to shut down their player. So whoever they shut down is they're going to shut down. I mean, Tyreek Hill, 7 catches, 142 yards, 3 touchdowns. The first time they met, only 1 catch for 42 yards in the next one. But I think they're going to try and shut down this run defense, and I think it's going to be up to Goff to make a play, and I don't think he'll be able to do it. A late turnover, 42-38. Brady's going to get that one. But, Noah, you said the Rams are going to win. Sean McVay, the star head coach, I just don't think he can do it against the greatest coach of all time in Bill Belichick.
We shall see. We shall see. This has been Fracturing Football, the Super Bowl edition. Thank you for listening. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE Carmel.